Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily. Scott Mills. Radio 1.
I hope you're okay today. I'll tell you what, I've really got into the rugby over the weekend.
I'm sorry, you're going to have to say that again.
I've really got into the rugby. The World Cup is amazing. It's just so exciting, isn't it? And yeah. I have spotted a little bit of innuendo bingo from the rugby at the weekend.
And we all love a really big tackle wherever you are in the world, somewhere, whatever country. But it has to be legal, and Lima is lucky there not to spend time in the Simbin for that challenge.
It's got to be legal, though.
It does, yeah.
And we all love a really big tackle.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Let me ask you a question, right?
Yes.
What do you do when you get bored? You're at home.
Really.
You're at home. There's nothing really much to do. What do you do? You must get bored sometimes.
No,
get boring.
No, just watch telly, maybe.
All right. Laura, what do you do when you get bored?
I generally clean or put things in baskets.
Mm.
What do you... I'm dreading asking this now.
Oh, yeah, same as me. I just watch TV and stuff.
Okay.
Know. I don't get bored that often. But this is such a typical bloke thing to do, right? Listen to this. This is from America.
It's not the way customers usually do their shopping at the mini-mart, but Carl Wagner said he was feeling bored, so he decided to rob his local shop. Wearing nothing but a hat.
Now, any excuse some blokes have, and they just start taking their clothes off, don't they? Wait, I'm going to pull a Mooney now, I'm a bit bored. But, good news is, they have managed to track down the best witness of all time at the scene of the crime.
That's unheard of, really. I was speechless when I heard about it.
So they just rob somewhere with no clothes on. Why do blokes like get naked all the time?
I don't know.
Just because they're bored.
Football fans do it a lot.
A lot, yeah. Mm. But don't worry, if you were worrying, they did eventually track down the naked thief.
When police saw the CCTV, they recognised their man, who they say often stands naked in his apartment window.
You see? It's naked guy in the window.
Been an interesting identity lineup that, wouldn't it?
That's unheard of, really. I was speechless when I heard about it.
Was it an armed robbery? Did he have a big weapon?
I've no idea.
Do you two ever walk around naked at home?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you?
Mm. Yeah, but no one else is there.
What? Just doing what? Cooking and stuff?
Sometimes.
No, you don't cook
in
naked.
Fact,
that's a
I think I think I loaded the washing machine today without any clothes.
That is slightly dangerous.
And
of course,
dangerous?
You quite often make a cup of tea naked, don't you? Because you stir it with your wanger.
Yeah, well, that's right.
We found that out
a long time ago.
Yeah.
Haven't you cooked naked before and hurt yourself?
No.
Was that someone else?
I don't know who that was, but that
didn't
really...
Someone burn their wanger on a cooker or something? Was that you?
No, I've never burnt my...
Must be someone else I was talking to.
Really?
No, dear. Sorry, I thought it was you.
What? No.
I'm making it up, aren't I?
Honestly don't do that.
Right, it's 4:45 on Radio 1. I'm sure we've had that conversation on air before. I'm sure you have.
I have.
So it's cast your mind back.
I've never burnt my wanger.
Right.
Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Loads of blokes on the text as well agreeing if they are bored, they will just do something naked. They all do it. Do girls not do that? Do they really?
Get naked.
I'm bored now. I'm just going to take my clothes off. Girls don't do that. It is a bloke thing. Apart from Britney Spears, obviously. If you read the papers at the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
She loves a bit of getting naked. Mm. In fact, any day now, I might go to the bookies just over the road and put 20 quid on the fact that any day now, Britney Spears will rob a convenience store wearing only a hat. In the next 3 months. Sometime.
Watching telly with your hand down your pants, that's another bloke thing, isn't
it? Yeah, it really is.
Do that.
Mm.
No, it's not really, it's just comforting.
It is.
Isn't it?
Just to check it's still there. Right, it's Flirt Divert.
Where's it going to go?
You never know.
0770-774-914 is the Fleur de Vert number.
Where it goes, nobody knows.
To be honest,
I don't want to know.
I don't. Loads of you have been handing out the number this weekend. The message box was pretty much full, but we cleared it down. Now, first of all, I'd like to know, is this how ladies likes to be talked to, okay? When blokes talk to them, right? Does this do it for you, Laura?
Hey, how you doing? I enjoyed last night. You want a bit of fun? You know it, don't you? Yeah. Dirty cow.
Now, do blokes like that? Is that doing anything for you at all?
He's got quite a nice low voice, hasn't he?
Yeah. Dirty cow.
Do ladies like being spoken to like that?
Not really.
Mm. Yeah.
Ew. Okay.
Sounds a bit like Tom Jones.
Yeah.
It does sound a bit like Tom Jones.
I'm sure it's not.
Dirty cow.
Here's a really cool sounding guy as well.
Hello, Sarah. This is Jack Splash. Please call me.
That's Jack Splash. I like his name.
This is Jack Splash.
I don't know why he shouts when he says his name. Hi, this is Scott Mills. Right, here's another excuse of people, blokes, getting naked.
Hi, Matt. It's Rachel. Why are you sending me pictures of your dingly danglies? Bye.
See you again. They can't help themselves, can they? Oh, I'm a bit bored. I'll send a photo.
Why are you sending me pictures of your dingly danglies?
Did you take the Fleur Divert phone with you this weekend?
No.
Okay.
Why?
Sending dingly dangly photos from it.
Remember, I took one, but I never sent it. Never sent it.
Maybe you did this time.
Mistake.
No, I didn't. Okay, here's an intriguing one. Where do you think this guy is? Have a listen.
Can you open the door and let me out, please? Come on.
Where's he stuck? Oh no, he's probably naked as well. They all are. Right, and check this dude out.
Hi, oh, Michelle. It's Rodney. Again. Yeah. I'm on the motorway. I'm just near your junction at Rochdale. I just wondered if you wanted to put the kettle on and I could park my truck up outside your house and have a brew. That's right, horny. Bye.
Have a brew. I like him a lot.
I just wondered if you wanted to put the kettle on and I could park my truck up outside your house and have a brew.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
Hey, my name's Carl. How are you doing, Scott?
Very good. Where are you today, Carl?
I am in Canary Wharf at work at the moment.
In that London?
I am indeed, yes.
What are you saying?
I was just saying, recently I've been listening to your podcasts and...
Do you like them?
Yeah, you know, they're not too bad. It beats the Underground, just the silence of the Underground, really, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway,
thanks for that. I'll take that as a compliment.
I listen to yours and Chris Moyles, isn't that? And, not bad, have to say.
Thanks very much. Appreciate that.
Yeah, that's okay. I was listening to the one the other day about you speaking Russian.
Yeah.
Hi, and you were saying, was it Ubchka? Yeah. Which is ooh baby in Russian. Well,
yeah.
I thought I'd try it out myself.
Okay.
So on Saturday night, I was in Stratford Station, had a couple to drink, and these two pretty good-looking girls walked past. So I thought, well, you know what? I'll try the Scott Mills technique.
To try and woo the ladies?
So I looked them in the eye, and I went, oobjka, oobjka. And they didn't, dad didn't do anything for them.
What did they do?
Nothing whatsoever. They just looked at me, so I thought, hang on, maybe I'm not saying it right. I walked straight up to them and was like, oobjka. ooh, Jika. And she was just like, no, nothing.
So, right, so
like,
you didn't work for you?
Well, no. It just, they gave me a dirty look.
Did they call the police?
They didn't call the police. No, well, I don't think so. Yeah. But as they walked past, I thought I'd try a different technique. So I casually shouted, Matt Damon. When all of a sudden, one of the girls fell weak and fell to her hands and knees, all flustered.
Really?
Yep. So I walked over to her and helped her up. And, well, the rest is history.
Right, are you with her now?
I'm not with her, no, at the moment, but who knows?
Did you trip her up, as you said, Matt Damon?
I didn't trip her up, right, no. Right. She was away from me, and maybe she was just drunk, but I like to think that worked.
Do you Matt Damon again?
Matt Damon.
And that's how you did it, was it?
It was exactly like that, yeah.
Yeah, see, they love it, don't they? So this Matt Damon thing is getting well out of control now. If you don't know what the hell it's all about, it's when Matt Damon came in a while ago, and it's off that film, Team America, where the Matt Damon character, the puppet, all he can say is, Matt Damon! And we've just been playing it a few times. Right, I was in Leeds on Saturday night, just stood outside a bar, casually minding my own business, having a drink. Someone runs up to me, taps me on the shoulder, doesn't even say hello, and goes, Matt Damon! In my ear, and then runs off really quick.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, did you get the guilt on Saturday? I really did.
Did you?
On the X Factor, yeah. Like the biggest guilt trip I've had yet.
Why?
Well, if you saw it the weekend, you'll know what I'm talking about. You laugh, and then you feel just a little bit guilty. Especially when this girl came on.
17-year-old Emma from Ramsbottom has brought her biggest fans with her for support. Her mum, dad and sister.
See, they're being mean already. Biggest fans, they're just big-boned.
Right.
Is that music really necessary? Do you know what I mean?
Why?
Oh, I don't know. It's just a bit horrible, isn't it? Here comes Mark. He reads The Sport on Radio 1. Not that I'm saying you're big-boned.
Oh, I am big-boned. That's that. I can cope with that.
It's just... the music's just a little bit, like, there's no need at all. But you do laugh. So, and then you feel a pang of guilt.
So they're all big-boned, because I didn't see it.
They were. Right, they were okay. Big, yeah. And then they just...
Oh, their bones were that big, were they?
Yeah, they're right. quite big.
I made this dress for my daughter. It took 3 days.
She's definitely got the gift. I think she follows in my footsteps. So I used to be in the choir.
Right, so she used to be in the choir, her mum.
Okay.
So she reckons that her daughter could win the X Factor. Oh, I wish these people wouldn't say that to people.
But that dress wasn't the nicest either.
No, but he'd spent 3 days doing it. 3 days making that dress.
I would have hoped he'd have made a nicer one in 3 days.
Laura.
Why are you here today?
I've been told that I'm a good singer, so I've wanted to have a go.
Who picked your dress for you?
My dad's made it for me.
Oh, see, I'm getting it again now.
See, at the moment, I'm not laughing. It's tugging at my heartstrings, is this?
I believe that the heart does go on.
She's swaying a bit in the dress now. It's quite kind of...
Let's hope and pray.
Love can touch us once.
The family outside, all with their fingers crossed.
Let's forgo. I can't.
Can't do it anymore.
Oh, I'm feeling sorry.
Yeah, see?
I can't do it anymore.
Good.
Stop it!
I can't do it anymore.
That's her.
So nervous.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Sorry.
I love him.
Oh.
He's so rude.
He is, yeah, but he's honest.
So, Simon, what do you think?
Well, Emma, can I be honest with you? First of all, the dress is completely wrong.
Why?
Well, I'm not a fashion expert, Emma, but, you know, it's like a wedding dress, isn't it? And then you sang the song out of tune and a bit like a baby.
So there was a no from all of them. But the bit that I really got the guilt on was when she came out and all the family are there with their fingers crossed and she goes, not one of them liked me dress. And I was like, oh, I've got the proper guilt. Don't. But then all the family go back in there. Don't go back in there, you're shouting at the TV.
You've given her false hope. She can't sing.
She's won trophies. I've got trophies home, they're galore.
Yeah, but people who've
What a rosette and a donkey derby don't go on to win the Grand National.
Oh, I love the X Factor so much. I could just watch it all day.
Oh, great line.
But I did... Tell me if you got the guilt.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Now, this has been going around on the internet and loads of people have been watching it on YouTube and various sites. You've probably seen this already. If you haven't, let me introduce it to you. Welcome. There's this girl that's doing this... one of those kind of, you know, quiz shows on TV where you have to phone up. A bit like they have it late night on here, yeah, on ITV, right?
Quality television.
Yeah, and she actually just chunders halfway through when she's doing it. I'd like you to watch this now,
oh,
okay?
Do I have right. to?
No, this is it great? It's brilliant.
All right.
Right, and you can hear it as well, okay.
Yeah, hello.
Ja, hallå.
Hej, vet du?
Niklas.
Hej, Niklas. Vad har du för svar till mig?
Tull.
Okej, okay. Jag säger bara så här. Jag måste bara tala om en sak nu. Okay. Jag har...
It's a proper power vomit as well.
Disgusting.
That is the funniest thing I've seen for a long time. That really cheered me up
it
earlier.
It was like red as well.
I think it's under... It's on YouTube under...
Swedish hostess throws up.
Yeah. One more time. Have a listen. And also, is she talking to Meatloaf?
Ja, hallå.
Ja, hallå.
Hej, vet du?
Niklas.
Hej Niklas, vad har du för svar till mig?
Tull.
Wow, that's impressive. Radio 1. Alright, Kate Nash is coming up. here's George with the latest at 6:30.
I couldn't even see that, I just heard it and I'm going to chuck in about...
One more time, one more time.
No, don't, I will.
Hej, vet du?
Niklas.
Hej Niklas, vad har du för svar till mig?
Tull.
That's one of my...
You need to see it.
I don't need to see it. I really feel sick. Can we hurry up so I can do this and then go and throw up?
Go on, then.
We've got a special Monday treat for you, Scott. Radio 1. And Harry Potter fans will be very excited by this news. Filming started today on the 6th movie. It's called Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince.
And the half
I feel really, really sick.
So do I at that news.
Should we just go home? It's all top secret. We're not going to get to see the film today. Same, because I am going to be sick. Really, I do. When I see people throw up, it just makes me throw up.
Well, if you are, can you get someone to film it?
No! No one wants to see that. I've gone a bit weird. I don't know where we are now. But we can tell you about one new character. We've been chatting to Bridget Jones and Moulin Rouge star Jim Broadbent, who's going to play one of Hogwarts' new teachers.
Horace Slughorn. He's a retired professor brought back from retirement. And it's a lovely character, and it goes through till May, so it'll be great to find out what the whole story is about and how it all works. Be part of that institution.
One. I've got that watery mouth bit that Laura had last week. It's just, stop it or I am going to be sick. Thank you. Please stop it. Charlotte Church and Gavin Henson have announced what they're calling their baby. Ruby Megan was born on Thursday night at the couple's home. Both mum and baby are said to be doing fine and they're not the only ones getting used to sleepless nights. And that's it. More entertainment news. Kevin Midday. What?
Oh my
Stop
God.
It.
You haven't been sick, have you?
A little bit in my mouth.
Oh, God!
About revolting.
I'm sorry that anyone's eating their dinner at the moment as well. I didn't think. It was at 6:30, people eating.
I've got to go.
Are you going?
Yeah, I've got to.
Bye, George. Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.